This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Drugs, alcohol, crack cocaine, addictions. You have a family member maybe who's struggling with something, who's trapped, who's addicted, they're stuck, it's a dead-end street. What do you do? You love this person, but they keep going back to that well of addictions. And even in recent history, with this epidemic or pandemic or whatever, more and more people are addicted, more and more people are going to the bottle. There is a man of God in Raleigh, North Carolina, North Raleigh, you can call it Wake Forest, North Carolina, who... It's weird. I actually went to college with this man, and we are drawing all the lines here, trying to connect how we have done what we've done for the last 30 years or whatnot. But Doug Lovett, you're a part of a ministry called Converting Hearts, and this is your heart to reach those addicts. There's hope for the addict. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, Stu. We deal with guys that have made mistakes physically, right? They've gotten addicted to something chemical. Either it's alcohol or drugs, and they get down to the bottom. So if you're dealing with somebody that is struggling, and you try to help them financially, then you're enabling their drug use. So The very first step is make sure that they hit bottom. They've got to make sure that they need help. So if they don't, if they're not wanting to get out of their addiction, they won't. So they have to want to. They have to want to get out. They have to know that this is it for them. But biblically, as we look at the scriptures, if you don't work, you don't eat. So you don't. You've got two things going at that moment. So you don't want to hurt that person by enabling their drug use, which would be destroying their life. And really, it's life or death for these guys. They could be on the doorstep of death, and you don't want to send them over that threshold before they meet Christ.
Okay, people listening, I mean, I think everyone that I know knows someone that's an addict, that's struggling. And you made a statement earlier at lunch. We were at lunch with a pastor. You'll hear some noise because we're at this cool sports-themed restaurant in Raleigh, North Carolina, home to 105.7 FM, the Truth Network station. We have wonderful affiliates all over the country. The awesome AFR stations carry Truth Talk. We're so grateful for everyone that carries our program. The Wilkins Radio Network, some of their stations carry the program. But Doug, you said something pretty shocking with the pastor. You said, we all have addicts. You're the head of Converting Hearts. That's a pretty broad statement. How is it that all of us maybe have a besetting sin or struggle with something?
Yeah, Jesus said, the truth will set you free. And of course, some people took umbrage with that and said, well, how do you say that we would be set free? We've never been enslaved. Mm. And Jesus said that if you commit sin, you're a slave of sin. And of course, we know that we're all sinners. So we all are addicted to some form or fashion to sin, and we need to break that addiction. And really, we can't do it on our own. Only Christ can.
Well, and so that's what that statement, that last statement especially, is that what sets apart Converting Hearts? There's so many recovery programs and so many good ones out there, but you all are what makes Converting Hearts unique, picking up on that, you know, only the Son can set you free idea.
Well, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. So if that happens, if it's a heart conversion, see, most organizations or rehabs clean the outside of the cup and the dish. And so our problems are in the heart. So our idolatry lies right there. So if Christ hasn't converted the heart, then we will sin, and we'll sin from the heart. And you can't break that addiction if your want to isn't changed. And so if a guy wants to play defense, he can only play defense for so long. I mean, in a sports analogy, if you got a football team, it's three and out, right? You can't only say no but for so long, or you're going to wear out. But you need something else positively to live for. So we introduce them to Christ, and that becomes a whole different other purpose for them.
And practically speaking, tell everyone a little bit about the farm. I mean, Converting Hearts is not just a curriculum or a program. You actually check in. You bring someone you love who's stuck, and you take them to a farm in Wake Forest, North Carolina. What's that about? Describe it for us. Paint the picture for us.
Yeah. Well, it's a live-in facility. I mean, we would love for this to be the extension of a church ministry, but quite frankly, you don't want drug addicts and alcoholics to move in. You have no facility to take care of them.
Right.
So what we've done is we've set aside a farm. We've got a house there that will house 11 guys at any given time. And what we do is we bring them in. They live there. We wake up in the morning. We do quiet time. We have 3 hours of Bible study every day. It's a little bit more like seminary than it is drug rehab, actually.
Wow.
And then midday they have lunch, and then they work on the farm and take care of animals. We have chickens. We have turkeys. We have ducks. You know, it's
wow. So it's kind of coupling the work effort, working with your hands, with intense Bible study, and really another word that we don't hear a lot, sadly, even in church today, is discipleship. How come that's so important?
Well, that's important because really they're Jesus said, if I give you the Spirit, you can walk in newness of life. Now they have to see it in action.
Mm.
So Paul said in Philippians 4, the things that you've heard and learned and seen in me, do these things, practice these things. And so we want to be having people live that out as an example. Actually, we've got volunteers sometimes that come out to the farm that that are willing to disciple. So that would be an opportunity for others in this area to get involved in ministry.
Okay, that's the voice of Doug Lovett, who I went to school with many moons ago, but we reconnected a lot later, and we both left North Carolina to go to California. We both met Southern California girls and brought them back east. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So it's so good to talk to you. Doug's a pastor as well, and he leads this ministry we're talking about right now called Converting Hearts Ministry, helping addicts find freedom in Christ through discipleship, intense Bible study, counseling, all that, putting them on a farm away from things they can work and they can find their way back to freedom. Doug, quickly, your story of how Christ found you. What's your testimony? I'm sure it comes up from time to time of how what Jesus has done in your life to where you are before Christ, how you got to Christ, and after that.
I thought I was a Christian from 9 years old. I prayed the prayer, but my lifestyle didn't reflect that, and so my heart wasn't really converted. I found out how big of a sinner I was when I went to East Carolina University and spent the first year there. I joined a fraternity, and it got really, really crazy, crazier than I thought I could ever be. And then Christ reached down when I was at my bottom and gave me new life, and he changed me completely, and set my goals and aspirations in a whole different other direction.
Wow.
I wanted to be a fashion designer, and then I went to Master's College.
Yep.
And visited the campus there, got discipled by a bunch of guys, including John MacArthur, and it radically changed my life.
And that's something. Yeah. Wow, and now you've been a part of this ministry that you didn't start Converting Hearts Ministry, but now you're the director of it, I guess, right? And then what's the website for folks to learn more about Converting Hearts? Maybe they need some wisdom, they can call up there, or maybe they have someone they need to admit to get help. Maybe you're listening and you're struggling, you're stuck, you need to get away and get real with some godly men to get around you. What's the website?
Yeah, it's convertinghearts.org, convertinghearts.org, and... please visit the site. You'll hear stories of guys that were in trouble. We deal with meth addicts, heroin addicts, cocaine addicts, alcoholics, guys that feel like they don't have any hope. They don't have any more life to live, and Christ just moves in and radically transforms them.
Doug, we've got to get out of here, but tell us give one more word out there. Someone's watching, someone's listening to this broadcast, podcast, and they just happened upon it, and they're struggling. They are stuck. They're going to binge drink tonight, binge watch something they shouldn't watch. Just they're stuck in a pattern of habitual sin. Will you just communicate the gospel just real quick in the final 30, 40 seconds here to someone and give them hope in Christ? What would you say to everyone out there, really?
I would say to everyone, look, you're in a unique, special situation because the way God brings us into salvation is he usually brings us down. He doesn't bring us up. So if you're struggling, if you're discouraged, or you're at a point where you don't know where else to turn, that's usually where God draws you.
Mm.
And then then the good news of the gospel is that there is hope. There is hope for newness of life. And quite honestly, it's only found in Christ. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So so there's absolutely good news in that. And so the salvation comes through his blood. He died for us. The wages of sin is death. The beautiful thing about our ministry is that I tell the guys all the time, everyone that passes by is drunk on normal. And then our guys understand their need for change. Some people don't really ever get to the bottom where they see they have no other hope except to turn to Christ. And so if you're at that point, turn to him. He will not disappoint. Just all you have to do is call upon him and believe in him, and he'll save you.
Wow, amen. And get discipled by someone that's farther along than you, and go disciple someone younger than you in the faith. And let's be disciple makers for the kingdom, and let's be leading people to Christ, converting hearts. I know that's your passion. Thank you for visiting. Give the website one more time.
It's convertinghearts.org. Thanks.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.